Hello, is that Colin?
Yes.
Hi Colin, how are you? It's James from MMA Legal. I spoke with you yesterday regarding your scratch redress claim. How are you? Okay.
I'll think. I'll just give my daughter a shout.
Of course. Yeah, of course you can. You mentioned your daughter was there and for me to give you a call back. Is that right?
Yes, because...
But is she aware of your time in care, though, before I do speak to her?
Yes, if she passes at one, I can see her because... Let's see, I'm calling for throat cancer.
Yeah, I remember you saying now. Yeah, I remember you saying.
That's a lot. I'm trying to get down still. Sorry.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing? It's James here from MMA Legal Solicitors. Your dad inquired regarding a claim for compensation for a Scottish redress payment because he was in the care system when he was younger. How are you? Okay.
Yeah, fine.
Good. Can I take your name, please?
It's Nicola Wright.
Nicola. How are you doing, Nicola? So my name is James Thompson. I'm your dad's case handler, okay?
Uh-huh.
So your dad's mentioned he's just recovering from throat cancer, is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, no problem. So I did speak with him yesterday, but he did mention that his daughter would be available today to speak on his behalf. Are you okay to speak on his behalf?
Yeah,
is that
that's
okay?
Fine. Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. So, Nicola, my name is James Thompson. I am going to be his case handler. Now, because he was in the care system at a young age, he has the right for a compensation redress claim. Now, the average amount of refund for a compensation payment for a Scottish redress case is around about £45,000. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because he was in the care system before 2001, and he stated that he felt some abuse from the care system,
yeah,
i.e. from what he witnessed or from staff members, that will qualify him for a payment. So all I need to do, Nicola, is go for a claims form. It takes 5 minutes. Get an authorisation email over to you to complete it. Literally, it's a click and sign document. And then get a form of ID, and then we can package the case and send it over to solicitors.
Uh-huh.
They'll get straight on to the Scottish Government to get a redress compensation amount for him. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
So, what happened, like I said, the average is £45,000. The solicitor's base charge is 25%. So 25% of £45,000, that means he will recuperate around about £33,000. Now, it can be more than that. That's just an average, just to give you an idea.
Yeah.
Is that okay, Nicola?
Yeah.
Brilliant. So it literally is going to take me 5 minutes now. I'm just going to go through a claim form with you. Is that okay?
Uh-huh, that's fine.
Any questions that you don't know and you need to ask your dad?
No.
You can do so. Is that all right?
Okay.
So
yeah, that's
I'm just going to confirm some information that we do have, first of all.
So
I've got a Mr. Colin Wright. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Brilliant. What I will do, we need to send an email through. So would it be best sending it? It's an authorisation email. Would it be best sending it to your email address or to Colin's?
To my dad's email.
Yes. I've got cwdad.wright@gmail.com, is that correct?
gmail.com. Aye, that's right, yeah.
That's the right one, brilliant stuff. Are you able to help him out with his email?
Yeah.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. So, Nicola, can you just start by confirming your dad's date of birth for me, please?
It's 4/12/62.
Yep, that's fine. Okay. Just confirm your dad's postcode for me, please.
2512PU.
2PU, that's fine. And we've got Summertown Road in Glasgow, which number?
Yes, 102.
Yeah, that's fine, no problem at all, thank you. Now, what I am going to do, I'm going to place you down on the case file as authorisation to speak on your dad's behalf. Is your dad okay with that? Is he okay with that? That's fine.
Aye, yes, aye.
That's fine, no problem at all. I just think it'd be a little bit easier for him.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Obviously, he's going to need as much energy as he can get at this moment in time. So That's why I did arrange a call back today, because I did mention to him that, obviously, if he's struggling, I don't wish to go through it on the phone with him for his sake. Uh-huh. And he said, if you don't mind waiting for my daughter to come, then we can arrange a call back, and that's what we've done. Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you a few questions now, Nicola, on behalf of your dad. Has your dad ever been known by any other names at all?
No.
Or has it always been Colin Wright?
Always been Colin Wright.
Always been Colin Wright.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Can you just confirm your dad's age for me, please?
63.
Yep, that's fine. No problem at all. Now, the next question, we do have to ask this. Is there a terminal illness involved? Or is it?
He's recovered, but he's just getting a check-up yearly.
Right, okay. I'm going to pop on there. Did you say he had throat cancer? Is that correct?
The head and neck clinic for the cancer and that to get checked out. But
okay, that's fine. No problem at all. That's good news. Okay. I'm going to place onto the report his doctor's surgery as well. So what's the name of his doctor's surgery?
It's Rutland Surgery.
Say that again, sorry, Nicola.
Rutland, R-U-T-L-A-N-D.
Yep. Rutland Surgery, yep.
In Govan Road.
And that's in Glasgow. I'm just going to get you to confirm. I've got 24 Govan Road for Rutland Surgery. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Is that in Kinning Park?
Kinning Park, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I've got it here on register. That's perfectly fine. Okay.
Yeah.
Bear with me a moment. Now, Nicola, with me being his case handler, if your dad does have any questions or you do have any questions later on down the line, you can contact me back on this number. You will receive an email with all of our details on there as well. We are one of 7 solicitors that have been authorised to deal with the redress cases, okay? Our success rate is at 100%. And as I did mention, the average payout is around about £45,000. Now, that's not there to cover up any scars from the past. It's there to try and give him or his family members a brighter future, okay?
Yeah.
I'm just going to put on the report, we have to put Colin's parents' names. So does he recall his parents' names at all?
It's Alan Wright was his dad.
Yeah, Alan Wright, bear me a moment.
His name is Jeannie. Jeannie McFarlane Bell Wright was my grand.
Jeannie McFarlane, did you say?
Jeannie McFarlane Bell, B-E-L-L, Wright, is his mum.
Okay, brilliant. Yeah, that's fine. No problem at all. That's fine. Okay, we do have to ask this question. Because he was in childcare services when he was quite younger, do you know roughly the age that he was put into childcare services? Does he know, roughly?
About age 8, roughly.
Okay, 8 years. Okay, that's fine. And was that until he was up to 16 or 18?
He's got his boss still in 81, so he moved to 80.
Say that again, sorry, Nicola.
He got boss still in 1981.
All right, okay.
He was about 79, he got out of care, and he was back in boss still in 81.
Okay, dope. No problem. Don't worry about it, because when the solicitors do track the records, they'll just change up for him to make sure that he's got everything right. As you can imagine, when we speak to a lot of clients, with it being a long time ago, a lot of people can't remember the exact dates and stuff like that. So that's why the solicitors go into the records, they contact the government, and they'll double check for him as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So when he was in childcare services, was it a children's home that he was in? Can you ask him that?
Balrossie.
What was it called, sorry?
Rossie Farm.
Rossie Farm.
Balrossie, Kilmacombe, and Kilmacombe.
Balrossie, Kilmacombe.
Yep.
Give me a second. Let me just chase the records of that. Okay. So Balrossie, B-E-L-L-R-O-S-S-I-E. Is that correct?
Balrossie, thanks. Balrossie.
Balrossie. Bear with me just one more. If I do go quiet, Nicola, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just checking the records out. Okay.
Yeah.
Just to see if I can see anything there. So. There we go. So it was Rossi Children's Home, is that correct? That's what I've got here.
Yeah.
Rossi Secure Children's Home. Bear me just...
That's Sam. Why you walk a bit up here? Rossi.
Is that the name of that? I Bill Rossi Children's. It was in Kilmacombe.
How are you spelling that? How are you spelling that, do you think, Nicola?
K-I-L-C.
Yep.
O M. I don't know if it's B or just an E. Kilmacombe.
Or me. Let's have a quick look. Let's have a quick look. Right. I think I may have found it here. Okay, give me just one moment. Can't find the address for it. Just give me 1 second. So it's vitally important that we obviously get the correct place of where he was. Does he know if it's still there? Do you reckon it's been knocked down now?
It might still be there, but I don't know.
Don't worry, don't worry. I'll be able to find him soon.
Rossi Orphanage, maybe? I don't know. An institution, Scott.
I think I may have found it. Yeah, so it's Rossi. Got it here. Bear me one moment. I literally won't be a moment. Okay, Nicola. Right, give me a second. I'm finished now on that. I'm just trying to get the rest of the address up. Okay. Okay, no problem at all. So what I do need to place onto the report here as well is a beneficiary. So what this means, Nicola, is vitally important that you do listen to what I'm about to say. Now, in regards to your dad receiving a payment based on any abuse that he witnessed or sustained to himself while he was in care, now, the payment that you can be received, like I said, the average is £45,000. So as you can imagine, it's quite a lot of money. Now, if anything was to happen to your dad between now and him receiving the money, he has to place a beneficiary onto the report. So that means if he can't receive the money due to unforeseen circumstances, the money would go to this person. Who would you like his beneficiary to be?
Stacey Wright. Yeah.
Stacey Wright. Right, that's fine. Have you got a date of birth for Stacey there at all, Nicola?
Yeah. It's off to the 1983.
31st of the 5th, 1983. Okay. As you can imagine, with her being a beneficiary, we have to put a contact number on there as well.
Yeah.
Do you know her number at all?
Yeah, I know her number. 2 seconds.
Yeah, go on. Fire away. Take your time. Take your time.
It's 078.
Yes.
077.
Yes.
49701.
Yep. Just repeat that back to you. 07807497001.
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, we have to put a support contact on it as well. So am I okay placing yourself down on the report?
Yeah, that's fine.
Because you use authorisation, is that okay?
Uh-huh.
So, Miss Nicola.
Nicola.
And is it right? Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yep. Date of birth, please.
The 12th of the 11th, 1981.
Yeah, that's fine. We've got the same date of birth, me and you. Contact telephone number for yourself, please, Nicola.
077-833-72303.
72. 303. 32. 303. No problem at all. Yeah, that's fine. No problem at all. last couple of questions, and I'm going to go into a statement, and that'll be everything done from the statement side of things. I'll get you an authorization email out, and then we'll get a form of ID sent through, and that's everything completed. And okay, literally be on the phone no more than around about 5 more minutes maximum. The reason your dad was placed into care, now there's quite a few answers that a lot of people do give for this question. Now, it can be due to neglect, it can be due to there was troubled as a child, it could be any sort of answers, but we do have to answer, ask this question. Yeah. Does your dad know the main reason?
Why you left it in the care? His mum is an alcoholic.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, so parent issue. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. Like I said, we don't have to go into too much detail. Okay. We only have to go into what he feels comfortable telling us. Okay. So I did speak with your dad yesterday briefly. I can imagine his health is more important than anything. That's why I cut the call short and just made him away. He did say my daughter's coming tomorrow, so I said it would be best if we speak to her while you're there, and if there's anything that he wants to add, then he can do to you and you can relay that to me. Now, in regards to the statement, he will be awarded compensation based on being within childcare due to, do you know the practices when back in the day kind of thing? So early, like 60s, 70s, 80s, the practices for childcare, even up until the 90s, the practice wasn't correct. So there's a lot of people witnessing a lot of things that they shouldn't have, and a lot of people sustaining a lot of things that they shouldn't have. Okay. Can you just get roughly a brief idea from your dad? Was it mental, physical, or was it sexual abuse in any way?
Abuse. Mr. Perry. He was a housemaster.
Okay, so staff members, yeah?
Yeah.
Members, physical. Was it physical abuse?
Sexual abuse.
Okay, okay. And bear me a moment. Yeah. Okay, we do go quiet. I'm just making a note of all this, okay?
Yeah.
We don't have to go into detail or anything like that. We can elaborate on it. The solicitors will elaborate on that at a later date, okay? Did he suffer mentally from this as well?
Well, his whole life,
Okay, let me put that on there.
Mental health problems his full life.
Yeah, let's put that on there. Give me a second.
I don't know where he's been in psychiatric units and stuff. And,
okay. So like I said, in regards to the compensation, it's never going to heal scars, but the solicitors will push for the highest payment possible. And obviously, try to give people a bit of a brighter future, especially with their loved ones and themselves, okay? Basically, just to try and give a little bit of a light at the end of a dark tunnel that they've been living in, okay?
Yeah.
So, does he suffer with mental health issues as well?
Yeah, he's severe mental
health issues, okay. PTSD?
Yeah, aye.
Yeah, okay. Anxiety?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Does he remember any of the names of the staff members?
Mr. Perry. And housemaster.
Okay. Housemaster, okay. Did he ever witness any of his children as well have any physical, mental or sexual abuse towards them?
A wee boy, James Singleton, that used to speak to him, that came to Stranraer, and he was, it was happening to him.
Okay. Okay, no problem. So I've just made a note of that as well on the report. Was he ever attacked by any of the staff? I.e., was he physically assaulted?
Yeah, assaulted.
Yep.
Right.
And was that work for a long period? Was that over quite a lot of years?
Every time. Like, he was sick, so he was battered and, threatened, and he would never see his sisters and stuff.
Okay. Vitally important that I do put that on there because obviously the payments can structure from like 20,000, 40,000, 60,000, 80,000. We had a gentleman 3 weeks ago that received £98,000. Mm-hmm. Once again, we had to mention that it was never there to cover any scars. Okay. He's never going to heal any scars, but it's there to give people that brighter future that they deserve due to the daunting past. Okay.
Yeah.
What I am going to do, I'm going to elaborate on that. I'll pass that information over to the solicitors. They'll be able to elaborate on the... We don't like to go into too much in regards to the statement. It can be a little bit distressing for people.
Yeah.
So we try and keep it as brief as possible. We get a little bit of an outline. And then when the solicitors do contact back, if there's anything that your dad wants to put in their way, feels, no, I remember that, I remember that. That needs to go onto the statement. That needs to go onto the statement. Then he can do it at a later time. Okay.
Yeah.
Bear with me just one moment. So I'm going to get an authorization email out to you while we're on the phone now. Okay. Uh-huh. And it's just a click sign document. So what that is, Nicola, it'll come out. It basically just states that you're happy with solicitor to contact yourself and your dad to basically put the case into process.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they'll go from there. Like I say, in regards to the turnaround, it's roughly around about 8 to 12 months. And that'll be the full process of things. Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Give me just one moment. So I'm going to send it to your dad's email, just so we prefer going to yours.
Yeah.
Send it to your dad's,
you'll be able to get it.
Yep. Okay. So I'm just going to repeat the email address. It's C for Charlie, W for Whiskey, DAD. That's Delta Alpha Delta dot Wright, WRIGHT, at gmail.com. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah.
Great stuff. No problem at all. I will stay on the phone while you do this. If you do get stuck, it's quite pretty straightforward, but some people can be a little bit computer literate, so we do stand on the phone to give them a little bit of ease. Okay.
Yeah.
It's straightforward. When it comes through, it just says click sign, and then that's pretty much it. So I've just now sent that through, Nicola. If you get your dad just to pop onto his email inbox, it should be at the top there, and it will be from MMA Illegal, and it will say proceed to sign document.
Yeah, MME.
Have you received it? There you go. So I can see on our end where you're up to as well. Yeah, so if you just proceed to start signing.
Yeah.
I mean, it should take you through to a document. Basically, the breakdown is just an authorization. That's all it is. Because the solicitors are legally not allowed to contact you unless you have authorized to give them authorization. That's why I'm the case handler and I get that put in place. Okay.
Yeah.
So once you pressed OK, it should go to an automatic signature page where it says click here to sign. It will come up with an automatic signature saying Colin Wright. It will never match your dad's signature. Do not worry about it because he's not signing his life away. He's only just basically giving an electronic signature saying that he's happy to solicitor to speak to him. OK?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Once you've completed that, it will come up with the link finish, and then you just click the finish button and it'll come through our end, okay, and I'll save that to your dad's case.
Yeah. We have to sign this document.
Yeah, brilliant. Let me just check that RN, Nicola. Yeah, I can see that's come back perfectly fine. So that's everything authorization signed, okay. Now what we need as well to complete the case file, the solicitors will need a form of ID and a proof of address. Now it can be a bus pass, it can be anything like a citizen card, it can be driving licence or passport, and then any letter dated during the last 3 months. Now, what we're going to do, I'm going to get the administrations now to send a WhatsApp message. Does your dad or yourself use WhatsApp?
We use WhatsApp, Dad. Yeah, he's got WhatsApp.
Has he got WhatsApp? Has he really stuff? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to place you on hold for a second. The line will go silent. I'm going to speak with the administrations team. They're just going to get him a WhatsApp message sent out. And then if he's, what does he have for ID? Is it normally like a bus pass or a passport or what does he use for ID?
Bus pass.
Bus pass is fine. And then any letter any letter with his address on date in the last 3 months. If you can get them for me, I'm just going to place you on hold and he'll receive a WhatsApp message within the next 2 minutes. All right. Please hold the line, Nicola. Thank you.
No, just should I be that in a later. Oh. I've updated the last few months.
Oh, we're in a hospital.
No, but it's been good out there, but the new one. It's quite updated in the last few months, so.
Hi Nicola, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant. So our administration team now have just sent your dad a WhatsApp message.
Yeah, that's
seen it. The application we use. Can you? Yeah, you see that. So basically, just states picture of a form of photo ID and any proof of address. Now make sure on the letters that there's no sensitive information on there.
Yeah.
All that happens. Just like a proof of address. So like a lot of people, we've had people even send letters in from Bingo or from Tesco or anything like that. As long as there's no sensitive information on there, make sure of that. Okay.
I'm just waiting for a late on the last
Take your time. No problem. Last 3 months, so anything ideal, no later than December.
Okay.
I mean, we're on the 11th, so we could possibly do around the after the 11th of November.
The 9th of October, no?
Oh, no, it's a little bit late, that November. Yeah, it's a little... It can be literally anything that's come through the post.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What is that thing? Is it a date on it, what? No, it's going to be sent out to you. Could you see you had a bank statement? No,
there's not in the past few months.
No. I'm having it asked you, am I? There ain't a mistake.
So, let's say November, if there's any letter date, November.
The 4th of November.
Yeah. Say that again, sorry.
A hospital appointment for the 4th of November.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Yeah, you can use that. It's not a problem. As long as you take a picture of the full letter, which is the front page, and his bus pass, send that through on WhatsApp now, and we'll store it on his file for him, okay?
Okay. send out on WhatsApp. WhatsApp.
Yeah, so the WhatsApp message, once you click on that, where you get to type a message, there'll be a little camera icon where you start typing. And if you click on that camera icon, it should open up your camera, and you can just click the picture and then press the green button, and it sends straight through. There we go. Perfect. Yeah, that's fine. I received both of them. Okay. So, Nicola, that's everything we need from ourselves. Okay. I'm now going to get you, your dad's case packaged up. We're going to get it forwarded through to the legal team, and he will be allocated a solicitor. Okay. Now, all I have to do now is just sit back tight. The solicitors will do all the work, and they'll be in contact in due course, okay?
Yes.
I have put you down as an authorization, so you can speak on his behalf. So if they do contact your dad, and your dad just says, do you mind speaking to my daughter, they may ring you, okay?
Yes.
If for any reason you can't speak to them because you're in a public place or you're around somebody you don't want to speak to, just say, unfortunately, I'm not in a place where I can speak at the moment.
Yes.
Can you call me back at a certain other time, okay? What I'm going to do is, well, I'm going to place onto your dad's statement, so your dad's report, I'm going to put a password onto his report. So if anybody does contact you regarding your dad's claim in regards to redress, all your dad has to do, or you have to do, is say, can I have my password, please? If they do not have your password, that means they are not dealing with this case.
Yes.
Because I'm putting a password on your file. Anybody that's dealing with this file will know the password because it's on my, on our file, okay?
Yes.
So it gives you guys protection, and it also gives us protection as well. So
yes.
What would you like your password to be, or your dad's password?
Bonnie1.
It could be anything.
Bonnie1.
Okay. B-O-N-N-I-E, and then it's the number one, yes?
Yes,
Brilliant, that's fine. So I'll place that now onto his report. If he does have any questions or you have any questions, do not hesitate to contact me back on this number, or he can send me a WhatsApp if he doesn't feel free to speak on the phone. He can always send me a message via WhatsApp, and I will get back to him because I'm a case handler, okay? Tell your dad thank you very much, and what we will do, we'll stay in contact throughout the process, and hopefully we can get him the highest amount possible from the Scottish Government due to his abuse, okay? Yeah.
That's great. Thanks very much.
Cheers, Nicola. Do you have any questions at all?
No, that's fine.
Great stuff. Enjoy the rest of your week, guys. Thank you very much for your time. See you soon. Bye-bye.